Good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is Jackie Gran. I'm happy to be here with you, introducing Rhonda Battisto. This evening, Rhonda is going to talk about Spring Forest Qigong and clearing away suffering. Rhonda has been a master healer with Spring Forest Qigong since 2008, and while she was associate director of the Spring Forest Qigong International Guild, she coordinated volunteers and co-created the Reach Out program. And she's also been studying and practicing Spring Forest Qigong for 16 years, having studied all levels of Spring Forest Qigong. So welcome, Rhonda. Rhonda is also a certified instructor. So welcome, Rhonda. The call is yours.
Thank you, Jackie. Oh, I'm so happy to be able to share and connect with everyone tonight. Thank you for everyone for joining us, and thank you to Spring Forest Qigong for inviting me to speak tonight. I'm really, really thrilled. Hello, practice group members and leaders. I'm just, really, really happy and a little nervous, so bear with me. I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. I welcome you to get a glass or bottle of water and, you know, settle in comfortably. If you want to bounce a little bit before you do, that's great. However you see fit, this is your time. So I'd like to start by sharing with you a quote from a famous American writer and lecturer, Dale Carnegie. He said, "It isn't what you have or where you live or what you are doing that make you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about." I love that quote. I love being reminded of that, and I just wanted to share that with you. So in my 17th year studying Spring Forest Qigong and practicing, I'm going to address the newest aspect, or what I thought of as the newest aspect in Master Lin's vision for Spring Forest, which was updated last year to say a healer in every home and a world without pain and suffering. So it's a more complete statement in English of the vision that Master Lin had all along. The word suffering is very interesting to me. Each of us has our own idea of and experiences with suffering and its causes. I'd like to share some of my insights and views on suffering, and I hope to help you reduce or even eliminate your suffering, or practice reducing or eliminating your suffering. It's an ongoing practice, and I hope that you'll share them with your practice group members and others in your life to reduce their suffering as well. So if questions or comments arise after the call, my web address is on your invitation, on your email inbox, and I welcome questions, comments, feedback. So let's get started. Some level of suffering is likely what brings most, or at least many of us, to the study and practice of Spring Forest Qigong. For me, it was chronic, debilitating, low back pain with spasms every single day for years. That brought me to seek out healing and learning with Master Lin. And not only did my chronic low back pain resolve many years ago, but living into the energy and the practices of SFQ have changed my body, changed my energy, the path of my life and my career. So, you know, it has become my honor and devotion to invest my energy full time to empower people in healing sessions and classes, retreats, and my practice group with these tools, which help reduce or end pain and suffering. Of course, the more consistently we use them, the better they support our goals. So I always really stress consistent daily practice. Master Lin says, good, better, best. We always remember good, better, best. It's good to think about doing Qigong. It's better to do Qigong. It's best to do Qigong every day. So continuing on the subject of suffering, there's a quote, another quote that I'd like to share with you by author William Martin. It's one of my favorite quotes that I try to remember and keep in mind at all times. So William Martin says, welcoming everything, misery departs. Welcoming everything, misery departs. Love that. So to change my perspective and reduce my suffering, I practice welcoming every single part of my experience, the people around me, my environment. Some of you recently completed a level 5 retreat with Master Lin in California. I remember in the first level 5 retreat, we were in the midst of a bitter cold Minnesota winter. Master Lin spoke a lot about noticing everything. And I noticed that he never said to judge anything. He just said, notice, notice, notice. So noticing and practicing that non-judgment or non-attachment remains a part of my practice. For instance, I used to judge traffic jams and other delays as bad, inconvenience or bad, but now I kind of take a different approach and appreciate that everything has its own divine timing. One day, for instance, I was expected somewhere. I did everything I could to be on time and, you know, be on schedule. But for many reasons, I ended up leaving late and was delayed in traffic. And early on in my drive, I drove past Regents Hospital in St. Paul, and I saw a helicopter landing to deliver a patient to the helipad. And, you know, I had been, you know, harried or hurried or stressed. But when I saw that, my entire energy shifted in that moment. And I felt strongly moved to send energy, healing energy, to the people at the helicopter pad, in the helicopter, in the hospital, you know, the patient that was being flown in, the medical staff, the helicopter crew. And as soon as I followed that inner guidance, I felt right. I felt lighter, aligned with purpose, and completely unworried about when I'd arrive where I was going. And when I did arrive late, I learned from the woman that I was meeting that she was grateful for the extra time that my delay had allowed her. She'd finished her important project and was really happy to be able to give me her undivided focus and attention. So, if we withhold judgment, if we take a breath, if we accept everything, you know, synchronicity is everywhere. It makes it easier to look outside of ourselves and any emotions that we might be having for the meaning or the benefits in so-called delays, inconveniences, and sometimes unpleasant surprises, even accidents, illness, and other losses. We have an opportunity to use every challenge, every pain, and every sorrow to let them bring us closer to source and be more aware of our connection to the universe, the divine, and to one another in this beautiful community of healers, seekers, and allies. As we accept everything without judgment, we can breathe easier, reduce our struggles and suffering, look for things, people, and experiences that we can be grateful for in our lives. It also helps us to recognize, remember, and notice those synchronicities, small and big miracles that constantly flow into our lives. Sometimes we just take them for granted, but notice, notice, notice. Those of you who know me well know that I love fire, all sorts of different fire, fire in fireplaces or fire pits or bonfires, even the flames of candles. Fire can be used as a tool for healing ritual in many ways. A few years ago, I experienced a great deal of suffering. And I kind of want to say I swam in it for a while, like I chose that, but I didn't even really realize that I was lingering with it. So suffering during and after a really major change in my life. During this time of adjusting to the idea of a really different reality and future than I'd hoped for and had dreamed of, I found myself sitting near a sacred bonfire, and I asked the flames to help me by burning away my resistance to what is. So my strong desire to accept what is helps me to live in a more empowered way and to allow a new future to unfold in wonderful ways, wonderful, unexpected, unpredictable ways. So it's really helpful to begin with what is and accept in your mind and heart the snapshot of each moment. It's temporary. And only when we can do that, we can begin to effectively design the future that we wish to flow into. Master Lin tells us that we get to decide whether we transform energy for the better or the worse. It's in the level one class. He teaches us that where our attention goes, the energy flows, and what we focus on increases. So let's focus on gratitude. It's part of Spring Forest Qigong. Expressing our appreciation and gratitude for all of the gifts that we have right now, all of the gifts that we've ever received, our breath, our vision, the air we breathe, the beauty of nature, maybe a beloved pet, a best friend or trusted family member. Some have the sanctuary of a pleasant home, and many are given the opportunity to work in service to others, making a difference in so many lives. There are so many gifts, blessings, and experiences to be grateful for, from the smallest butterfly to the most magnificent night sky. I'm grateful for so much, so many things and people and experiences, especially for our healing community and for the honor of the opportunities for growth and development as we practice mastering our energy and creating the best lives that we can, the happiest, best lives. Another helpful practice is to let go of ownership of that pain or that illness. Instead of saying, I have depression, or my depression, try saying, I sometimes dance with depression. Or ask the universe, what can I learn from this challenge, right? Not what can I learn from my depression, but what can I learn from this challenge? Letting go of ownership and attachment helps us make room for the release of that pain or sickness. If I claim sickness as my own, it may linger because it feels like it belongs, you know, and it has no motivation to move on. But if I treat it like a temporary visitor, I can more easily let go of my attachment, my story, and release the suffering that that attachment can cause instead of attachment to our pain or our stress. We can practice Master Lin's famous SMILE acronym, S-M-I-L-E. Practice starting our internal love engines often is just really helpful to make life so much better if we consistently smile, even when we don't necessarily feel like it. During our practice of Qigong and throughout the day, you know, we might even lighten someone else's suffering along with our own. Of course, practicing meditations and healing movements of Spring Force Qigong with a focus on positive emotions, happiness, joy, peace, groundedness, contentment, and gratitude help us to transform, all that no longer serves us and welcomes the vibration of pure potential to cultivate and build our chi with love, kindness, forgiveness, and compassion. This promotes the healing that we desire and the transformation that will help us to develop a powerful and profound relationship with our Master, the universe, the divine. As we deepen this connection, our suffering is transformed and we get to see more beauty. We get to notice the silver lining in all of the clouds and the purpose or benefit of all of our experiences. Even experiences that other people would judge as bad. No one is more important than you. how often have we heard Master Lin say, it's not about Master Lin, it's not about him, it's not about Rhonda, it's not about Jackie, it's not about the others, it's about you. It's about you and your practice and your connection with the divine. Go with the flow of the energy in your body. Go with the flow of that connection to the divine, to source, to universe. Respect it. Listen to it. Honor that connection and honor your body. I have it on good authority that pushing through and toughing it out despite what your body's telling you only works for a time, and there are significant energetic consequences and health consequences. When practicing Spring Forest Qigong, please always begin with healing and balancing your own energy first. Take the time to be still and listen to the whispers of the universe. Pause. Take some deep, gentle breaths. Know that you are always connected directly, always, and take comfort in this fact. Call on your master's energy. We are never alone. You'll build your chi. You'll attract more healing. You'll be empowered. You'll attract more causes of joy and reasons for optimism. You'll also attract more people who are on the same path, the path of transforming energy for the better as often as possible, maybe even always. Self-regard, self-care, they're really important aspects of clearing away suffering. If we're too busy taking care of everybody else to take care of ourselves, it's really hard to get out from under suffering, to get clear of it, to step away from it, to choose a better way. Along the way, we get to fine-tune what we really desire, discover and explore our life purpose, and choose who and how we want to, who we are and how we want to show up for ourselves and then for others in the world. We receive so many opportunities to learn and grow. We really can't get it wrong. You know, we're never done. It's all good. Be curious. Be curious about what's the value here? What can I learn here? Express your gratitude to yourself, to your master, to others for the opportunities of life to learn and expand and heal and experience life in all of its expressions. I think so many of us take just the experience of being alive for granted. It's such a gift, and there's a freedom in it. Let's not take it for granted. So we're going to be doing the movements and visualizations of the Breathing of the Universe healing movement tonight. It will help to continue to train us to bring in everything that we want and need, love, light, healing vibrations and messages, even inspiration, and to release any and every blockage in our body, mind, emotion, and spirit. We've touched on several techniques and opening ourselves to love and healing and goodness and light. I suggest that you listen to and read about people who uplift your spirit. Helping people takes you out of your focus on yourself. Welcome everything you can without judgment. Consider the temporary nature of everything. Whatever it is, this too shall pass. Recognize the potential for learning and continue to be curious. Create your own unique rituals for transforming energy for the better. Remember that we get to co-create every day and that we can always ask our master for support, healing, love, and strength. Express your appreciation and gratitude in your life. let go of your story, and that ownership of suffering and pain and sickness, just release it, practice releasing it. Deepen your connection with your master and the unlimited, unconditional love energy that's all around us. Take excellent care of yourself. You get to know yourself better. Honor yourself and your energy, and care for yourself deeply. So after the questions and answers, we'll do the breathing of the universe together before the closing meditation. Jackie, are there some questions tonight?
Yes, there are some questions. The first question here is from Liz from New Jersey, and she says, "Hi, Jackie. Hi, Rhonda. Elizabeth Severino here from New Jersey. Looking forward to our time together this evening." So I think that was, 2 minutes, as about 3 minutes ago. So she's saying hello. Do you want to say hello back? You're welcome to.
Hello back. Thank you so much.
And another Liz, it's a different Liz, from Clearwater, Minnesota, saying, "Hi, Jackie. Happy to be here tonight and looking forward to hearing Rhonda." So do you want to go ahead and say hi? There's no question there, just a hello.
Hello, Liz. Welcome.
Okay,
thank you.
Two Lizes. We're very happy, and so we're happy to hear that too. And now this says liver as the name. I don't know if that's really the name, but that's what it says. So says, "Dear Rhonda, please address how SFQ can help clear away all those extra pounds of weight too. I let it go extreme extra this winter. There was a Guild video in the archives by you that dealt with weight loss, but the link was not to your talk. So if you care to, you could reveal those secrets here. Thank you, and my liver thanks you."
Wow. Okay. Well, hello to the person with the liver, using the name of liver. So my talk, I think, was 55 minutes in August of 2008. What can I say tonight that will help jumpstart? Of course, you're welcome to email me through my website for more if you'd like to. I think that there are so many things that will help release excess pounds, balance the energy in the body, balance the kidney energy, open the belt channel. Any of the Spring Force Qigong exercises done standing is going to build kidney energy and help open the belt channel even better. Talking about the liver specifically, frustration can really block the liver, and so trying to change the suffering of frustration over to compassion as often as you can is really helpful. So compassion for yourself, like, you know, "Oh, I'm feeling frustrated," and, "All right, I've got compassion for myself. I've got compassion for the person or situation that I'm frustrated with. We're all doing the best that we can with what we know and what we have at the time." So just kindness to yourself and compassion. Moving your body any way that you can. Master Lin recommends perspiring 45 minutes a day. And, you know, what makes me perspire versus what someone else, you know, causes or brings someone else into perspiration, it's, you know, it can be very, very different. But finding things that you enjoy doing that can cause that clearing and that detoxifying and that movement of our bodies is really, really helpful. There's something that I call butterfly hands on my presentation. It's Master Lin and Master Nance and many others have shown it many times, but not everybody's seen it. And Master Lin, I don't think, ever named it, so I named it butterfly hands. But it's kind of drawing, let's say your hand is in front of your lower dantian or in front of your waistline, and you can be sitting, standing, or lying down. And if you take one hand and just have your palm face down, like facing the floor or the couch or whatever, and then just kind of turn it so it's facing up, and then turn it so it's facing down, and then turn it so it's facing up, And if you pay attention, like if there was light coming out of your fingertips, you'd be drawing an infinity symbol or a figure eight with your fingertips. So that's the fluid figure eight kind of movement. And then you have your other hand join it. So both hands are face up, both hands are face down. So your thumbs go away from you, your thumbs come toward you as your hands turn over and over and over. And doing this alone is great. You might feel energy, magnetic energy or waves of energy or tingling at your waist or even in your chest. It's great for your heart, too. It helps open the belt channel. It helps all of your organs. And I've also found that doing what I call butterfly hands with another person, so having a sister or a friend or a neighbor or a student or a practice group member, like a circle of practice group members doing butterfly hands together in a circle or facing one another, the energy is just so powerfully strong. There was a weight loss video that Master Lin issued way long time ago. It hasn't been sold for a long time, but there are movements there and postures there that are helpful too. When you sit down with your feet on the floor, lift your heels off the floor a little bit. I'm kind of drawing a little bit of a blank, and I don't want to take a whole lot more time with it, but I'd be happy to review my notes and share more techniques with anybody who's interested. So thank you. That's a great, great question. Are there any more questions, Jackie? Or would you like to add to that?
No, I think you did quite well. It was very wonderful, so thank you. I have another question, actually, it's a statement from Liz, the first Liz. It says, another quote that you may love from runner Haruki Murakami, and the quote is, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional.
Thank you, Liz. I love that. Yeah, I've heard that before, and I don't think it's a quote from anybody, but it's like, oh, I have pain. I'm alive. Like, it's just feedback. It's just feedback. How am I doing? How am I honoring my body? How am I taking care of myself? How am I healing? Like, one of the other things that I wanted to say but didn't include in my presentation was, earlier, the written one, is that this is healing, right? Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whether you're suffering, whether you're working on letting go of suffering, whether you have pain in this moment or whether you don't, this is healing. This is what healing looks like. We all have unique pictures, and it's a snapshot, whether you're getting an MRI or whether you're taking a photograph or whether you're measuring your waistline, or you're whatever. It's a snapshot. This is healing. And Master Lin has said many times, and I live by this. You set your intention, you make a wish, you ask your master for help, and you set that intention real time. Right now, I am completely healed, completely recovered. All of my channels are open. All of my blockages are gone. And then practice, right? And we practice and we practice. And the next day, if not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the next day. So, yeah, suffering is optional. Thank you. Thank you, Liz.
Okay, that looks like that is it for our questions this evening.
Thank you, Jackie. So, yeah, thanks. We're going to do some breathing of the universe, and we can do it sitting, standing, or lying down. Before we begin that, you can decide what your position is going to be with my master and with Jackie. We'll send healing energy to your water or your tea or your beverage that you have by you. So I'm just going to take a moment of quiet time to do that while you get comfortable or get into the position that you'd like to be in. So let's begin with a smile. Start my internal love tension. And as you feel that beautiful energy in your whole body lighting up with your smile, you are welcome to take a drink of your water, drink as much as you like. And make yourself comfortable. Now is a good time to start your chi breathing, your energy breathing, breathing in through every pore of your skin, collecting light and love from the universe in your lower dantian. Allowing that light and love as it moves toward your lower dantian to transform any sickness, any pain, any tiredness, any sadness into light or smoke or butterflies. And with your exhale, that shoots to the end of the universe with your blessing. Every breath can be healing. Say the password from your heart. I am in the universe. The universe in my body. The universe and I combine together. Feel that connection to everyone and everything, everywhere. As you feel more open, when saying the password, call upon your master's energy with great respect. Feel your master's unconditional love, healing, and support come to you. Sometimes I like to think of it as our masters have our back. Like, really, the master has your back. And the whole rest of it. As we begin the breathing of the universe, the hands, the palms face one another, the hands are in front of the lower dantian, the fingers are comfortably open. Allow your shoulder blades to drop down or drift down. Bring your chin back a little, remember that smile. If your face gets relaxed, keep that smile in your heart. With your chi breathing, breathing in through every pore of your skin, your hands float apart, guided by the elbows. Exhale, the hands come back toward one another, palms facing one another without touching. You might feel that resistance as you exhale. And that expansion as you inhale, breathing in light and love, healing, everything that you need, and releasing anything that no longer serves your highest good. Any blockages, you don't even know what, need to know what they are. Allow them to go. Imagine them shooting to the ends of the universe. Thank you. Breathing all the way to the bottoms of your lungs and the tops of your lungs as the air comes in. And releasing all of the stale air in the bottoms of your lungs along with releasing those blockages. Along with releasing blockages, perhaps you can feel tension drifting away, a softening of any tension, a release of any pain. If you're standing, you can add the leg movements to this movement to get more benefit in less time. Inhale when the knees are bent. Exhale when they return to chi stand, almost straight. Adding the emotion of joy gives you more benefit in less time. You can just feel joy, pure joy. And you can think of the sources of joy so the joy builds in you. Try to slow your breathing and deepen your breathing just a little bit. More breath. Smile with joy. And as we come to the end of this healing movement, with the next exhale, your hands will float. As they float together, you'll bring them into the lower dantian area, palms facing the lower dantian, without touching the body or one another. Women with the right hand on the inside, men with the left hand on the inside. Bring your attention to your lower dantian. Feel the light and the warmth and the joy in your lower dantian. You can relax your hands to a position that would be comfortable for a closing meditation. it or lie down to make yourself completely comfortable. Continue your deep, slow, gentle breathing. Check that your shoulder blades are down. The muscles are relaxed. The chin is pulled in just a little. Bring that light in your lower dantian up into your heart. See it gently drifting up in light and joy into your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart, the love in your heart. Stay in your mind, dear master, your spirit, dear God, guides, God, dear universal unconditional love energy, I am open to the gifts of this unique evening and the learning and healing that it can bring. I am open to perfect healing, divine light, and the joy of living. My mind is open. My heart is open. And my channels are open. Please guide me. Help me to let go of my story, my pain, and any attachment I have. Please help me to release my resistance to all that is and to accept everything that is. Help me to work with what I have and what I know. Help me to work with that pure potential for healing and balance that the universe offers. Please help me to notice the gifts and opportunities that my experiences, all of my experiences, bring to me. In the light, please help me to expand my mind and open my heart even more to allow more healing, joy, grace, and ease into my life. I trust and accept the unconditional love and healing energy of the universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am loved and loving. I am healed and healing. I am blessed and blessing. I am forgiven, and I choose to forgive myself and others, release suffering, and be more joyful and content with life. I'm so grateful for the chance to live, to love, and to be a love radiator. Feel the warmth of the love and the light in your heart. In this moment, feel more and more light and love flow to your heart, through your heart, to your whole body. Love from me, from your master, and from all of your loved ones. You are safe. You are loved. And you are whole. So we're coming to the end of this meditation. Of course, you can meditate or rest after the call ends. Remember that each moment, each day, we can practice this openness, this beautiful connection and flow. We can radiate our love and light into our homes, communities, and the world. If you'll be closing your meditation with the call, allow the light in your heart to drift down into the lower dantian, gently, beautifully. Feel the warmth of the light in your lower dantian. See it or feel it spinning, getting brighter and far, until it turns to the size of that beautiful energy pill, so concentrated, so powerful. Tuck it deep in your lower dantian. Thank yourself for taking the time to balance your energy and to release, clear away, let go of suffering. Thank you, Master, for helping me heal and release suffering. See your Master going back to the ends of the universe. Say, come again next time, please. Thank you so, so much. Take a few deep, slow, gentle breaths. And if you'll be getting up and going on with the evening instead of the meditation, and all of the beautiful harvesting, rubbing the hands together, interlacing the fingers, rubbing the face, drawing that beautiful heart on your face. Cupping, and tailbone tapping, and heel drop. Thank you so much. So much. Go forth, love radiator. Thank you, friend. Bless you. And good night.